Let's get further into the word Elokeinu. Inasmuch as the Tshuvas HaRashba points out that Elokeinu, our God, means that he is overseeing all the details of our lives. Elokeinu has connotations of power, of godliness, of being the leader. Elokeinu, he's the one that guides our lives. He's the one that leads us. No stars, no constellations, no angels, no other spiritual forces. We live under God's providence alone. We're part of him. He's part of us. He's our God. Now the drum says Hashem created everything. Is our God. He's the one to whom we turn. Elokeinu, the one that has the ability to deliver, because he's all powerful, is the one to whom we turn to and the one we have to pray to. This idea is underscored by the Ramak in Paradis Rimon, that Elokeinu means Hashkacha Pratis, divine providence. Not that he's an infinite being detached from this world. Rather, he was, is, will be, gives us life, and that's all the power and all the strength and all the awareness and all the consciousness. Well, the Mefarshim is saying this. Elokim means Hashkacha, divine providence. Yes, says Vilna Gaon, is Hashkacha Klalis, more generic providence over animals, over creation in general, and Hashkacha Pratis over us. So when we say Elokeinu, we focus on the fact that Hashem is aware of everything and he's specifically aware of us. To tap into that power, to develop that awareness that when we daven, we're speaking to a being who not only creates us, not only created us, but also understands us, who knows what we need. We need to articulate it. But he knows what we feel. He's aware of our struggles. And he has the ability to deliver. He has all the strength, all the power, all the awareness, all the knowledge. Davening is really meant to be an expression of our emuna. We need to know whom we're talking to. So to daven, to Hashem, Elokeinu. Who's aware of us, who knows our challenges and struggles. This cannot be repeated enough times. He has all the power, all the strength. Nothing else has any power other than him. He's Elokeinu, even if we don't deserve it. He's there, ready, willing to take care of all our needs. All we need to do is open up our hearts, open up our minds, open up our mouths, and daven to him. To inculcate within ourselves an awareness of his strength and his power. We'll hit the right address. And we'll have formed that bond, that connection, that sense of dependence, that reliance on Hashem. And our words will take on so much more resonance. An intellectual awareness of his power. An emotional vulnerability and reliance on him. He and only he can deliver, and he knows what's best for us.